Mickey, first of all, team news, how are you looking for this one? Any injury updates for us?
Marcus Pedersen's trained this morning. Chris O'Grady's trained and came through it. So we have a full quota. We're just probably going to look at maybe if there's any kind of reaction to their injuries tomorrow morning, but fingers crossed, touch wood, we're looking okay at the minute.
That's a big boost, isn't it, getting in them back?
Huge. You can't have too many good players available to for selection, so we're delighted with that. Two absolute quality players. So, we're delighted that everybody's going to be fit and available for selection.
In their absence, just how well did Marcus Tudgay play the other night? Not just his performance, but his effort and his work rate as well.
Marcus is a terrific player. That's why we tried so hard to try and get him into the football club. He's a player that knows it represents what we're all about on a football pitch and off. He's a great lad as well. And I was really pleased that he got that performance under his belt on Tuesday night. Just was urging him to maybe get that little goal that strikers crave for. But he certainly had a massive contribution to that victory on Tuesday night.
Is there any further clarity on Luke Steele's back at the moment? I know it's something that David often talks about. They just couldn't solve what the issue was.
Well, he's in Dubai, so he's having a bit of a break. But we're trying everything to try and get him fit, I think. He's obviously very frustrated because he's a footballer and he wants to be involved. So we're trying to exhaust every avenue, if you like, in order to try and get Luke back fit again, because he's an important member of the group. But at the minute he's not available, so we're having to get on with that. But we're trying everything we can to try and get to the bottom of this of his back injury.
Did you see evidence the other night of the players really taking responsibility of the situation? You know, a manager departs, and then going out there and showing what they're capable of.
I think confidence plays a big part in any footballer's career. I think at the minute, I think there's been so much going against them, penalties and own goals, losing the manager. I think even the most optimistic person in the world would take a knock from that. Everyone that seems to go against us has gone against us. And that's obviously been an issue. So I was concerned that we could. I was hoping that we'd get the first goal. We needed to get the first goal the other night, and we needed to settle down and pass it. I encouraged them to pass it. I wasn't going to let them off the hook and not get on the ball. I picked a team that I felt could get the ball down and play and dictate possession rather than be dictated to by Brighton, because I knew that they're a very good side. I think they went out and done that. I thought they were fantastic. They got the ball down, took responsibility, and were brave to get on it in front of a massive crowd who were probably expecting Brighton to run out winners. But we had a big say in that, and I was very proud of them.
How instrumental was Jacob Mellis in sort of what you wanted to do the other night?
Huge, because I felt that I wanted to put him in a position of responsibility. What I mean by that is in an area that if he gave the ball away, other players, other people might not have fancied putting him in there because you could be in trouble. But I changed his whole mindset and said to him, look, I want you on the ball as much as possible. If you give it away, I'm not bothered. I'll be more bothered if you don't go and try and get on it again. I believe that we've got enough about us that if we get away, we'll work hard and get into good positions and try and counter that. So I just said to him, get on it, play, pass it, and go and show everybody how good you are. And I think he did that. The thing about Jacob now is I'm going to be on to him now. I now know what he can do there. I want the levels again on Saturday. I've been all over him since after the game, and I want him to keep producing performances as close to that as possible.
And we saw some real quality in the final third. This club has been tough to beat for a few weeks now. You haven't been losing games. So, you know, is that the one thing as you move forward now that will help you sort of go on a bit of a run now, continuing that, to see that quality in the final third?
I think I just wanted to take the shackles off them. I just wanted them to go and have a right good go. I wanted the full-backs to get forward. I wanted us to start, just go on the front foot and dictate. I wanted us to show how good a footballers we are with the football. And they did that with abundance. I was really, that's the most pleasing thing for me. And I kept encouraging them, and when they gave it away, I wasn't bothered. I was more bothered if they weren't brave enough to go on and get the football again and play again. And they showed me that they're capable of that. We've got some really good, talented footballers here. So why wouldn't I want to them to go and express themselves and show us that. And I think that, like I say, that they did that. And like you said, we held onto the ball long enough in key positions that we could get players into that final third and get bodies into there in order to go and cause them problems in that area of the pitch.
How important is that in a week like this when a manager's gone, to keep the players loose, to sort of give them the message that you can go and express yourself in a game like this, go and try things?
Well, yeah, as it's, I mean, obviously it's a difficult time for the football club after what happened on Saturday night, but we just tried to keep things as calm and as smooth as possible and not really change too much to the routine, other than things that we felt that would have an impact on how we do things. The players have responded to that. I've just asked them just to play with a smile on their face and go and really take the shackles off and enjoy their football. They like that. They like to be told that. I'll take the responsibility and the pressure of them getting the ball away. I'll say that I've told them to do that. I've told you to go and get on the ball there. I've told you to be brave. If you get away, I'll take responsibility. And again, I think they like that. And it seems to be working for the moment.
Did you have much time to think between, obviously, what happened Saturday night and the game at Brighton, with all the travel involved in between?
Yeah, because I think any manager or coach will tell you that it's a 24/7 job. I'm not going to tell you the dreams that I have, because that probably get me in a lot of trouble. But certainly, you're thinking about the job all the time. You're thinking what you're going to do next, and you're thinking about who you're going to speak to next, and who's not in the team, and who have I got to deal with. And you've got to have a sort of process in your head and be organised, because this is a big football club with a lot of players that you've got to make sure that you deal with. So it's nothing new to me. I've did this now since I finished my playing career. So as long as you've got some sort of process in your head and you're organised, you'll be fine.
Was it a good thing to have a game quickly after?
Brilliant. We were delighted. It had been a long week. We wanted to make a statement to the footballing world, if you like, that look at football closely. And we wanted to say, look, we're not dead. We're still here. We're willing to fight for every point that's available to us. So we went down there with that mantra, and we were keen to make sure that we stuck by that, and we were going to show everybody that we're not dead and we're going to fight, and we certainly have started that. But that's all we've done, is started it. I won't let the players or myself slip into any kind of place where we think that we've achieved anything yet, other than get a good result done at Brighton. We've still got a lot, something to build on, still got a lot to do, and I'll be all over the players between now and kick-off at Burnley. They've set the standard now, and that they've got to keep the standards, otherwise they'll be told it's not good enough.
Is there much of an advantage from the fact that a lot of the players in this dressing room have been through this before? You know, this time last year, it was a very similar situation for this football club, wasn't it?
Well, people talk about experience, and they talk about experiencing managers and experiencing players, and certainly you do well to, in fact, you probably couldn't go in the Championship and find a group of players who are more experienced at doing this. Mm. Because as you quite rightly say, that they did it last year. I mean, that's not what we want to be doing, don't get me wrong. But certainly there'll be a certain amount of calmness about what we do. We know what we've got to do. We know how we've got to do that from our experience from last season. But we don't want to be fighting these battles. We think we're better than what we're doing. So we know that the job in hand at the minute. But our full focus is on Burnley on Saturday. We're not looking any further than that. We'll try and collect the 3 points up there, and after that, everything else will take care of itself.
On to a couple of questions I'm sure you're expecting.
Here we go again.
Have you spoken to the club yet? Have they given you any indication on what the situation is here?
Like I've said, I'm not trying to dodge any of the questions. I got asked to take over on Saturday. That's all I've done. I've prepared the team for Tuesday night to the best of my ability, and I've enjoyed doing that. Everybody keeps asking me, would I apply for a job or apply for a job, but I don't believe that you can get to. I've already got a job. So until I'm told otherwise, I'll continue with the one that I'm doing. The powers that be above me who run the football club, who are trusted on the football club well, will be doing their due diligence now and hoping to get the right man in, which is the most important thing. is to carry this club, this great football club forward, because it is a good football club, and it's important that they get the right man, because you can't keep chopping and changing managers and expecting a football club to progress. I think that's for sure. So I'm sure upstairs that they're now thinking along the lines that it's about time that there was a bit of stability, to get this decision right and they get the right man to take this club forward to where it should be.
It's a great job though, isn't it? A great challenge here.
It's a fantastic football club, great facilities, great fan base, and a fan base that are fair. They get behind the manager and they get behind the team. I haven't heard many dissenters, even in the tough time that we've just had. So it's a very good football club and deserves to win games of football. We know it's tough in the Championship, but I believe that we've got enough good players in here to get the results, and that's what we'll be aiming to do for the people certainly in the time that I'm here.
I'm presuming you have some interest in the job.
Well, again, I've got to be respectful to the people above. I must be, because always I've been asked to do is carry on being employed by them. That's what I'm going to do to the best of my ability. I'm sure that when and if it's decided that the club want to act and put somebody in permanently, then I'll be the first to know, and then you guys will, I've said before, you guys will probably be second. So until then, I got on with the job that I've been paid to do. I'll do that to the best of my ability, and I'll make sure the players respect the football club and the fans and give them good performances.
One final short question on this. Is it on a game-by-game basis at the moment? Have they said, you're going to take it on a game-by-game, or have they said to you, you're maybe going to get the next game after that as well?
There's been no... I don't think it would be fair on any of us to start putting time limits on things, because I think at the minute, every point's precious. I realise that. We're a few games into the season now. I'm sure and I'm confident that the people above me will be talking, and they'll know how important it is to get the right man, because this club needs to have that person in place. So I'll continue to do what I'm doing, and then when they make that decision, like I say, I'll be probably first to hear that. But for the meantime, I'm going to do and enjoy managing this fantastic football club.
What can you tell us about Burnley?
Tough side, well organised, very resilient. They hang in there, they don't get disappointed by not dominating the game by possession. They'll hang in there. They'll make you defend all or most of the time. They'll be asking you questions, and they probably try and get the ball back as good as anybody in this division. So we know that all the threats are there. They've got a good forward partnership, although one never played on Tuesday night, but probably expect Ings to play on Saturday, so we know the challenge that's in front of us there. But that's probably enough about them, because we believe that we've got enough here. In fact, we're very confident that we know that we've got talented football players here, and we know that we can go up there and cause them problems. And this is the Championship, and they can beat anybody. And we've got there with a lot of confidence, and I'll be expecting the players to get somewhere near their levels, or if not above their levels that they achieved on Tuesday night. That'll be the benchmark as far as long as I'm here. And we know that if we hit the benchmarks, then we're going to get the 3 points up there.
Because they've shown what they can do, haven't they, these players?
Yeah, they have. And that's why I'm keen to just talk about them, because I know what they're capable of, and I know if they hit their levels, that they'll take some stopping. I'm trying to get them to believe that and buy into that, because I know what they're capable of, and in spells this season they've shown that. But it's all about now doing it for longer periods and learning how to be consistent, and learning when the spells in the game are that we've just got to be resilient and dig in here. And that's what the Championship's all about. We've learned that over the years. So that's what they've got to get better at as a group. But certainly there's an unbelievable amount of talent here at this football club, and I'm enjoying watching it performing well at the minute.
I'm sure it's a very confident group. Whenever we speak to the players, I always get that impression. But a win against Brighton must help belief even further. I mean, it must be a help just to spur you on to show that you can beat teams that are at the top end of this table.
Yeah, obviously it's a timely result for us. But like you say, they're a confident group, and we never went down there just to fulfil a fixture. We went down there to win. I set a team up to win. I set a team up there to pass it and dominate possession. And I expected them to do that. I didn't expect us to go down there and be under the cosh. I went down there and I expected to get a result. There was no two ways about that. It's the type of guy that I am. And I have enough confidence in that group to do that. So, yeah, they're confident, but I think the main thing is I'm confident in them, and I expect from them, and I expect them to deliver. And they know that. And when they don't in training, I stop and I tell them I'm not having it. I want the standards high. We train like we play. And that seems to be the way that this group respond. And so I'll continue to do that with them. But they're a good group. Like you say, very confident. And we're looking forward to a terrific match. Let's be honest, it's a terrific match up at Burnley. And we're very much looking forward to it.